far as Portpin's concerned, it's another step nearer to completing the deal and fulfilling the conditions that were attached to their offer. We've got Liam Lawrence, who were probably close to concluding that later today or tomorrow morning. And then there's obviously the Carnu claim that we'll just have to deal with at some later stage.
Can I just clarify with you about the compromise agreements? Is there a case, because of deferred wages, where there is a bill that any new owner will have to pay to pay off what was agreed with all the players over the past few months?
Yeah, those are the there are two elements to the compromise agreement: the arrears of pay and the balance of their future contracts. So it's the two elements of it forming effectively the compromise agreement with the club that any new purchaser has to then honour if the Football League are to transfer the share from the club to them. So that and because that's a big number, that's obviously a very complicating factor.
But your overall view, we always had this date of tomorrow's date in our heads. Are we almost avoiding that deadline situation because the Ben Higham thing has happened?
Yeah, we're close to that because you know those major obstacles hopefully are now completed, and therefore we can move towards completion of the deal.
Okay,
and we just have to do that as quickly as possible because, of course, we've got games coming up and then all the practical difficulties of that.
Are we in a situation where the Trust are not really in a position to take the club over as quickly as you need them to, and therefore by default they will carry on negotiating with Portpin once they take the club off you?
Yeah, it could be both. I wouldn't say that they're out of it. They are a fallback position. You know, the council's offer is subject to there being no other commercial deal on the table. At the moment, the commercial deal is Portpin. If that were not to complete, then the Trust would be the fallback position. So they're very much still in the game. And indeed, if Portpin buy, then no doubt negotiations will still continue because, you know, they've put a very credible bid together. You know, the people are very credible. And I think, you know, that it would be a shame for that now to dissolve. I think that will continue and probably, you know, get stronger, to be honest.
And we will basically see, effectively, once the Liam Lawrence situation is sorted out, as we stand now, a handing over of the keys over a few days from you to them. Would that be correct?
Yeah, but there's still, you know, quite a few T's to cross and I's to dot, but hopefully that will be the position.